Last time on Lawful Stupid.
You continue up this riverbed, this channel. After about 2 hours, you guys trudge up and it levels off one more time. You see like an open room, and then in the center of that is a mirror.
So I guess you guys see Drake. He kind of reaches out and touches the mirror, and it kind of ripples to his touch, as if maybe you could pass it around and go,
I see an island with a lady on it. She looks hurt.
Put the blue crystal on there. See if you can slurp her up out of that. Slurp her up out of that mirror.
Yeah, we'll try that.
And now all three of you, you see these strings, these strands of like blue light be pulled out of this woman. You see the gem has a small blue spark inside of it.
She'll hold the gem up and show it to the other two.
My mouth's all dry like it was held open for a prolonged period of time.
No, I'm sorry. I guess that kind of happens. Anyway, this is done.
Oh, hooray. What are you guys saying the Grand Magus is?
Yeah, so we pick back up. You guys have just gotten this gem from behind the waterfall. And Darlin had just had another conversation with her patron. And from that point, we then have, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on Drake's name, asked a question. At the end, he said, you know, what did you say?
So where do you think the Grand Magus is?
Exactly. Thank you.
No idea. Maybe going after more dragons.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. He keeps going after these dragons. And he keeps hurting them. I'm going to tear that son of a bitch apart. I'm going to give that guy a new place to pee from.
I'm not mad at that. I'm just trying to picture in my head now, since you started this, where you might...
Right, I'm going to put it to you like a wise man once put it to me. I don't have time to fuck around with you. And I'm going to lift up my big werewolf hand with claws sticking out. So maybe I'll just jerk you off.
I think that maybe came out a little bit different than what you might have wanted. We could try it again. No. I don't think that's going
to
stick.
A real drill sergeant with a prosthetic hand said that to a trainee in front of me in line once, and it'll stick with me till the day I die.
All right, there it is.
Interesting. Should we be concerned or proud?
I'm concerned.
All I know is we can't let him keep doing what he's doing.
Right, so we think that he's doing this, and it's bad. He's trying to do good, but he's mostly doing bad. Agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've got to head him off at the pass, in a way. Like, next dragon. Next dragon needs to be, like, help that individual before he gets to him. But how do we know where he's going? Where do we go?
Well, I figure what we do is we just go after the dragons. Because he's going after them, too. So if we go around because we got one now, so if he wants all of them, he's got to come for us, ostensibly. But we just go around, we get as many dragons as we can, and if we run into him, because that's what he's going after, so we might run into him, and if we do, new pee hole.
Okay. All right, so where do we start, though? How many dragons are there total here in this world?
Well, Darlin would know. Aren't you hooked up to their whole family biz?
Six. There's six gems, yeah?
All right, six dragons. We've got,
you know,
one.
Old Flaming Mustache, he juiced up that his stone for us,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So we got that. We got the
We got the blue one, or what's available of it. We got that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's four more, and we got them, but they're empty. So mm-hmm. if we go to, I guess, like, see, this one was like this waterfall. It was like her source of power, I guess. Yeah. So if we find, like, their source of power in this world, we should be able to do the same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, we'll need some directions on where to go.
Okay, so we're thinking these are elemental dragons. So we've got fire.
Yeah.
We've got water.
Like, yeah, I think it's like the I did some reading up on the Geosquam and they worship, I think, these dragons. They're these gem dragons. They're these elemental forces, and they bind like the nature of this world and like react like they are what holds it together. So I think that by the Grand Magus taking these things apart, maybe he wants to rework it. Maybe if he undoes all the bolts and he can get in there and mess it all up, I don't know. But I think they're the same thing. So they should each have some sort of elemental links, some sort of ley line or source of power.
I think that adds up. I like it. Sincerely, that's the best thing you've had. I feel like we're onto something big.
We could probably ask your old mustache about the other ones.
Oh, yeah. If he knew about this place.
I believe my patron is one of them.
Oh, you think so? Will he fill up this juice for you?
What if I leave him to last?
Okay, I'm good with that. Didn't he send you after a specific one? And aren't you on like some sort of timeline to find like one?
Yes, guy? He gave me 7 more days.
Okay.
And that will be a 7th one.
Maybe we prioritize that one. Maybe we do that one first. And if we run into old Grand Maggie while we're out there, then...
But I think Grand Maggie has him.
Okay. Well, then we just got to go for the nearest one and hope we run into him there. And if we just get him off, then he's got to come to us, right?
Yeah. Eventually, yeah. Seems right.
I think that's the best way we can protect these suckers.
You know, this is the best plan I think we've made in our entire lives, besides trying to steal Dad's cookies.
It's like we thought about it ahead of time. Yeah, okay, so now, did we have some sort of quick way to get back to the Mustache Man? I don't quite remember. Did we maybe have, like, a coin that teleports us back to him or something?
Do we still have that object?
Well, I've got this locket that I won at a carnival. I think it might take us back if we use it.
We all have the things that we won at the carnivals, and we all know that they do not do anything. They are carnival
products. Well, I think if we touch them together.
I'll touch them together right now.
All right, let's do that. Touch it together. And oh, look at that. It looks like it does transport us all the way back, and here we are.
Are you just saying that because you really hope that it's true?
I think he really
I'm saying that because Dwayne took his headphones off for a moment, so it has to be true now.
Yes, and that's where you die. Osiris is gone.
Rocks fall, you die.
Yeah, you teleported to the edge of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
Beconded. Power.
I knew it.
You went too far. Yeah.
Yeah, so we right, have so like
you, a... No. You had a coin last time.
Okay, but we don't have one.
Yeah,
there. Okay. That's what I was thinking of. Okay, so we just got to hoof it back.
Yep.
Yep.
Or maybe, I don't know.
No, because it's like several days back. So if we're looking at 7, that's not going to
be. Well, she doesn't have 7 total.
13 total.
She's
now.
Got, yeah, she's got 13
total.
She got
7 total. Extra.
Oh, okay.
Wait, wasn't there like a weird little town on her way in? I don't quite remember. There was something weird on her way in. If not, then don't mind me. Imagining shit.
No, I don't think you're imagining shit. I just gotta go get to my notes because you guys definitely chose some decisions. I mean, I don't think it really matters unless you guys had a reason to go there.
Well, if there was a town nearby, we can find out some local lore with our local dragon expert.
Yeah, that's. I'm looking at my spells right now to see if I have anything that can help me get a lay of the land. Because we're looking just for like defining character. We don't necessarily need somebody with intimate knowledge of.
Right. Yeah.
But I honestly don't think I have anything that's gonna be big enough. You know, like locate creature or object or anything like that. It's just too. I don't have like access to big spells like legend lore or anything.
I don't think I have anything either.
Why don't we go to, we'll head in that direction towards the Mustache Man, and if we go to a town on the way, we'll see if I can get a look at a map. Maybe that's all that might be enough, you know? And we'll kind of see what we can learn from locals, and maybe we don't have to go all the way back there, but we gotta definitely at least get moving that way.
Yeah. No, sounds good. Well, I could always put this gem here in this bed and see if she can talk.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how Cassiel used to do it, and maybe, I don't know, it could be interchangeable. If not, then it was a try and it happened, and that was 2 seconds lost. Dwayne, is it possible for me to stick the sapphire-ish gem into the bracelet?
Yeah, you can pop it in there.
Cool. She will do that.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Well, and just try to interact with it the same way she did with Cassiel. Be like, hello, anyone in there?
You put the gem in there. I need you to roll an arcana check.
Ooh, do well.
Do well.
Yeah, we can hope with that in score of hers. Why not?
I know.
Don't you have jack of all trades? You'll be fine.
No, that's a 5.
Did not do well.
Great. Wait, yeah. Can I help? Because I've studied these kind of gem dragons, and I have kind of like a innate knowledge of their stuff. Can I just do the help action?
Roll
to give
a history check.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, yeah, I have something.
History. That's a -1, but I'm gonna give it a shot.
Don't work.
That's a 3. Oh, I'm sorry, 2.
Yeah, unfortunately, while you give her some advice about it, it doesn't pan out.
That's fair.
Osiris?
I'm just watching them, like, talking to this stone, and I don't know how Drake is like, handling the thing, but I think that, like, I just kind of put my hand out for her to, like, hand me the bracelet. I've got use magic device. I ignore all class, race, and level requirements for the use of magic items. And I expect you'll still have me roll, but I think it allows me to at least have the opportunity.
What do you have?
It's a class feature. Yeah, for a rogue, it's a use magic device.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I can ignore all class, race, and level requirements in the use of magic items.
That's pretty slick.
That is. Right, yeah. You'll watch her like start to undo all the ropes that she had to like keep the thing on so she just didn't lose it. It was like intricately braided on. Take her time, then hand it over.
Just to put flavor onto how I was helping, I'm coaxing in Draconic. I'm like whispering. I'm like, "Hey, what's up? What's up, Sapphire? It's cool."
Hey, pretty girl.
No, man, we're friends.
Hey, pretty girl. Come on out. Come say hi.
Hey, girl. Listen, I know you had a hard time. I get it.
You're safe here. Drake's here. Everything's. Come on, guys.
Come to daddy. I'm the strongest. I'm the strongest of the daddies. Come on.
You got to put that on your own soundboard for you. You're not baiting me into it.
I don't need to. I'll just use me.
Yeah, exactly. Zebra knows it's. But in Draconic.
In Draconic, though.
Osiris, roll me an Arcana check.
Okay, I got a 3. However, comma, I am going to use lucky to reroll that.
Smart choice. Smart choice.
Do well. Do well.
Because I really want this. That is a 12. However, I will use lucky to reroll roll that.
Yes. He's, how many luck points will he burn? Yeah, he's got three charges.
Oh, I just didn't know if it had to. If it said like you have to take the.
I don't know if it. I don't think it's restricted in that way. Devin, do you have it there?
I'll let you know. So it says you have 3 luck points per long rest whenever you make an attack, ability roll, check, or saving throw, or when an attack roll. Blah blah blah. Let me move these out of the way. It's blocking the thing. You can spend 1 point to roll an additional d20 and choose which die to use. You can choose to spend the lucky points after you roll the die, but before the outcome is determined. So I have 1 more I'm going to use. This will be all 3 burned at this one time. Because I've got a 12.
I just like the stock.
A 5 or something originally. Okay, in the last run, roll will be a... No, I got a... The highest was a 13.
Okay, great. Everybody but Osiris, take your headphones off.
Yes!
Good luck.
So, Osiris, you put this bracelet on, you fasten it to your wrist, and you through your innate ability to use magic items and be crafty, you are able to pour yourself into the gym, essentially, and you open your eyes to find yourself sitting on that same beach that you saw in the mirror. So there's nothing but ocean as far as you can see, right? Like, so you're on this tiny little thing and then you're ocean as far as you can see. And so when you look around, you eventually see an elven woman sitting next to you, but she looks worn out and haggard, like disheveled, weak even, like her face is sunken in. She's frail looking, but she's in tones of blue, and like she's wearing this like a garb that kind of drapes over her. It's a little revealing, more than it probably should be, but that's her sitting next to you, and it kind of flows into a dress at the end.
So what's her posture? Is it like leaning over, like catch breath, or just kind of just plop down, like hands to the side?
Yeah, it's more like plop down, hands a little bit behind you, you know, like leaning back into herself, just trying to stay current.
I'll kind of stand up and brush myself off, and then I'll walk over and kind of like move her clothing to like cover it more if that's like, you know, like just looks like
it's not like inappropriate. It's just you see more skin than most like dresses, right?
I'll say hello there. I'm Osiris, and I imagine you're someone very strong and important. I'm not sure what I'm doing here. I just know that we need your help. I will offer a potion as well. I don't know if I have like I do have a potion. I don't know if it's on
but,
me.
Yeah, it's not
in this
it's,
sequence. Okay.
Yeah, she says. I felt better.
You're Queen Sapphire, yeah?
I am the Sapphire Dragon, yes.
Your Holiness.
Thank you. How did I get here?
Well, it seems that we traveled to your home, a large waterfall. Perhaps a source of power.
Yeah, one of my fonts of power is better attunement, yeah.
Oh, so several fonts. There's other fonts for you?
Yeah, usually.
How do we help you? How do we make you stronger again? You seem like you're very tired.
I don't feel all there. The last thing I remember, I was... The Grand Magus had visited me.
And what did he do? We're trying to stop him. That's what we're trying to do now, is...
He...
Make him stop.
He drained me of my powers.
Did he say why? What's he doing?
He said he was going to fix everything.
But if he takes all your powers, doesn't that break the world we live in? Don't the thing, the people, what I understand is people here feed off of your power. And if you lose it, what happens to them?
The elements, they respect me, but
what can I do? Well, how can I make you more comfortable? What's going on?
I can't maintain the concentration to keep a form.
I'm going to leave you be quickly. Where can we find any of your siblings? The fire one.
Okay. That's who I knew. He would know where the others are.
Only him? Would people know lore? Is there any way that we're on a very tight crunch time?
You could look. You could see if you could find a temple or something, but not all dragons. We don't make it a habit of telling people where we're gonna.
That makes sense. You okay? You all right?
And then you wake up.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why? It's none other than scheduling a game! That foul beast! It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly, Roleplay Revolution! Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy. A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try, but we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
So far away from the...
So far away.
So far... Anyways. So yeah, Osiris, that happened.
I'll come back. I imagine this almost feels like it's just like taking a deep breath. Like coming up out of water. I think that's really cool. And I'll be like, gosh, she's not due. And so she's like barely there. The Grand Magus obviously is draining the powers for his grand mission. We already know that. I asked Sapphire Dragon, like, who could we find next? I specifically said we didn't want the proprietor because we already know where he's at. We're trying to find someone else, and she said he's the only one. Matt might know. She said perhaps searching a temple or something like that would work, but like the other dragons don't advertise like where they're at. Like obviously for reasons like this. A good point to know is that she said that the waterfall was just one of like many sources of like major power that she has. So there's like other places where like she could draw power from. So maybe there's not just one location for the other dragons. But that also just reminds me of a problem. Grand Magus could go to these other places that we're not going to. So I don't kind of lost there.
I think we're in the same place that we were before. That bastard has to die. And so we just got to get there as soon as possible. We got to go to the proprietor and we got to say, hey, where's the nearest thing? And again, we've already got Sapphire and the proprietor's juice. I don't know what we're calling essence. So
ember, because they're dragons.
Ember. Yeah, we got their embers. So if Maggie wants them, he's got to get through us. All we can do in the meantime is help strengthen our hand, keep as many of these dragons safe as we can by keeping them out of his clutches, by going and get which ones we can first.
And another thing I think is important to mention is I thought that if the dragons are lost their powers, that everything falls apart. She said that the elements respect her. Well, that doesn't mean that she has control of them, which means I think whoever has the essence like controls all of it, and that's what he's going for, to control all of it, take the power from the dragons.
Bastard.
Yeah, why? What does he even want?
Probably because he's a son of a bitch.
Well, I have to agree with that. It's a fair assessment at this point.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we get a move in.
We gotta get a move on.
Alright, so here's what I'll do. I'll hop on Gorp. We're the fastest. And we'll just ride. We'll try to get to him, to the proprietor first. And then I'll circle back around once I know where we're going. And I'll meet you there. I think that'll be the fastest way. No, it won't either, because we'll ignore difficult terrain if we're using party speed and I'm going through. So we'll get there faster together.
Is Gorp... Can Gorp carry you yet?
Yeah, oh, Gorp can for sure carry me. He just can't fly while I'm on his back.
Well, that's what I meant. If you could fly,
yeah. His movement speed's the same in the air or on the ground. And like I said, we ignore difficult terrain while we're moving together, so... We can motor
How
pretty
fast
quick.
Can Gorp move, just out of curiosity?
40 feet.
120 feet a turn, yeah.
Okay, cool. Give me about 10 minutes. Let me summon something.
Okay.
Ooh, I'll love that.
Dwayne, I have Find Greater Steed.
Baller.
Casting time's 10 minutes. I'd like to pick a Pegasus, please.
Okay.
Do you need all the details, or?
No, I trust you. I assume that you've got this. You're summoning a Pegasus that you'll be able to ride.
Yes, please. I don't know if we can handle two, but we might be able to.
That's pushing it, but let's see. Pegasus. Ooh, it's fast. He's a large creature. So I would say he could take two.
Excellent.
With those two on a Pegasus and me on Gorp, what would you say is the fastest we could get back to the proprietor, like party speed?
What's Gorp's flying speed?
His flying speed is...
Yeah, just a flat speed.
I keep thinking it's 60 feet, but then I keep thinking that I'm wrong, so let me look again real quick.
Yeah.
It might be 40. It's one of those two, for sure.
I feel like it'd be 60 for some reason.
No, it's 40. But,
okay, so it's 40 walking, 40 flying?
I think it's 40 walking, and then I think his flying speed is 60.
That's what I was thinking.
But he can't fly with me on his back yet.
That is problematic. Hold on. Let me think about that. And that's just because you're both medium creatures, pretty much, right? Or the rules say, yeah.
Well, he's a medium creature. I'm a medium creature. My walking speed is 20 feet. His walking speed is 40.
Your walking speed is low.
I got a bum leg.
Oh, that's right.
Can he pick you up?
Yeah, so that's what I was about to think. Like, it's one thing for him to you to mount him and be in the middle of like his back and stuff, but he could definitely pick you up, right? He's a fucking strong. Let's see what his strength score is. It's 16, right? Like, you're not that heavy. He could pick you up and fly.
Okay, groovy.
The problem being really is that the Pegasus.
Here's what I'm going to say. When he's going to blow up in weather balloon formation, he's going to become a dirigible that holds me, and then we're going to tie a rope from him to the Pegasus.
Okay. And so what I will say to that, I love it. And I'll meet you in the middle and say that you guys can go 60 feet together instead of the Pegasus is 90.
Yeah.
It would still be faster. If we're trying to go for ultimate speed, it would be faster for you guys to fly ahead.
We're derringers. We stick together.
Because you ignore difficult terrain when you're in the air also.
Correct.
Leaving.
Well, in the air, you also don't have to worry about like creatures or anything like that for the most part, right?
Aerial battle?
I mean, it's possible, right? But I'm just saying like there's more creatures on the ground than there are in the sky for sure.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
All right. So that's how does the summoning of the Pegasus go?
Well, it is summoning a spirit that assumes a form of a loyal, majestic mount. Darling has been tapping into the Fae, but she's also like weirdly part celestial now with this Time Lord business going on. I'd like to lean in Fae, but if I could have halfsies Dwayne, I'd be quite content.
Halfsies it is.
Excellent. Celestial Fae. And it's just pulling up magic from the various sources around. Like, from the world and whatever of the... Just kind of laced within the weave, I suppose. And it comes to form a spirit, and slowly over the 10 minutes it starts taking form of like a little foal into a bigger horse and starts sprouting wings and a tail and magical girl surprise glitters, and here we go, Pegasus.
Hey.
And describe to me, Drake, how Gwarp looks after turning into an inflatable airplane.
We've seen him as a weather balloon. This is just dirigible. Dirigible. I don't know how you pronounce that word. Blimp. Blimp Gwarp. He just takes a big, deep breath, and he just very much inflates to like a very spherical, round boy, but like with little legs and his dumb little face sticking out. And then we tie a rope. I guess it makes sense to tie the rope to me. Around my waist to the Pegasus, and Gwarp picks me up in his tiny little nubbin claws, which are still very strong, and then we're going, baby.
Yes. Yeah. So, you absolutely do. You guys set that up, and you guys force march. So if you guys remember, it was a few days time to get to this waterfall. Here's my question. Are you guys going to march through, or are you going to stop for sleeping?
I reckon we march all the way through, and then we just take one sleep at
the proprietor's house to get rid of the exhaustion.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Instead of sleeping every night to avoid gaining levels of exhaustion, just charge right through and then sleep to clear the levels of exhaustion. We're already low risk because we're in the air. But I put it to the group.
I'm down with that. I agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's go. Time is of the essence. We needed to be there yesterday.
It would be silly to make all this fuss about trying to get there the fastest way possible, and then we go to sleep every night.
Yeah. Let's see. Just checking. There's somewhere in the book about forced marches.
Duration for Vine Greater Seed still dispelled, right?
Yeah, till dispelled or hit points
or
go down.
Loses its HP, yeah.
Hell yes. What's the Pegasus's name? We're gonna like bond over the course of the 4 days we're flying.
Don't do it, just leave it nameless. Leave it nameless.
Leave it nameless. I like the idea of naming it Spring. Like Spring and Coils.
Hmm.
Not Spring like the season.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. Alright, so forced march mechanic is worse than I thought.
Hmm. Well.
So let's see if this sways your decision. For each additional hour of travel beyond 8 hours, the characters cover the distance shown in the hour column for their pace, and each character must make a constitution saving throw at the end of the hour. So the DC is 10 plus 1 for each hour past 8 hours. So like at hour 9, you have to roll for constitution 11. Hour 10, you have to roll for constitution with a DC of 12.
What happens if we fail the con save?
You get a level of exhaustion.
Hmm. Well, but forced march assumes you're walking, right? Because like you're adding more stress by walking.
Travel.
Is it just travel?
It says the characters travel for 8 hours a day. They can push beyond that limit at the risk of exhaustion. Like you guys are still traveling. Like it's not like. Like, when you ride a horse, it's not like you're like, oh, man, I feel so refreshed. Like, that actually takes shit out of your body, right? Like,
yeah.
Just like driving a car does.
Mm-hmm.
So, that mechanic's pretty strong. It's pretty intense. I see why most of the time you don't do a forced march.
Hmm.
Yeah, it feels like it kind of came out of left field because it feels like we've done a lot of forced marches in this campaign on a food wagon and that this didn't come up. But if we're doing that, then yeah, absolutely, we should sleep. We should not make, because if it's days,
over 8 hours,
we should not make 24 con saves.
Well,
of scaling
so
difficulty
I don't
for
exhaustion. I don't give a shit about the 8 hours piece personally, right? Like, you travel as long as you travel. The 8 hours is just what's in the rules. I would say for every day that you're forced marching, so like. Let's say it takes about 4 days to get there. If you guys are doing this, I would say it takes about 2-ish of travel. So I would think you'd have to make probably a couple exhaustion rolls. Like instead of it being every hour on top of the hour, I'd probably do like every 6 or every 8 or something that you're pushing yourself beyond.
Yeah. So like I'm just not risking death over it, you know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
That's 6 failed con saves and you are dead.
Exactly. That's wild.
So like if we're doing like over the course of 2 days, if we're doing 6-hour blocks, that's what? 3 con saves a day?
So well, we yeah, but not on the first day though.
Cuz
like the first day you're not. The first day, we're going to say you travel like 12, 14 hours because I think 8's too small.
So what, you want to call it 5 con saves total?
Yes, that's exactly what. Because
yep,
I don't want it to bring death. But
right.
If you guys suffer 5, you only get 1 exhaustion removed every long rest.
And then so the second one is speed half. Five. So that like that cuts us out of the knees too.
Well, no, I'm not going to count that one because you guys are riding mounts. And I'm not making
what if we just what if we just take one rest? Can we make the 2-day journey if we just take one rest without doing rolls?
It would be like the 2-day journey.
Like if we just break in the middle just to break it up?
If you just break in the middle. Yeah, but it would take you like 2.5 days, almost 3, depending on because like
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So instead of taking 2 days, we'll use a full day to rest or whatever. And it'll take us like 2.5 or 2.5.
Yeah, it'll
days.
Take you 2.5. Yeah, and then you won't have to make any rolls. Yeah,
you guys just want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I think that's probably best.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, you're still cutting off a day and a half almost.
Yeah. That'll save us time.
We'll add up. Yep.
Because if we fail too many of these saves, we'll have to spend more time resting on the back end exactly. to clear the levels of exhaustion. Correct. Like, my con save's beefy. I don't know about you guys.
Actually,
yeah, no. Okay. So let's take a little nappy nap halfway through, and we'll do the whole thing in 2.5 days.
Darling just looks exhausted.
Already?
Just at the thought of it?
Just at the thought, yeah. Is it?
Just
is
fast
it
forward time so yet? That we're there already, darling.
Yeah.
Make it tomorrow.
I can't. This is not my world.
Oh no.
Yeah. So you guys do. You take this that's not the word I was looking for. This duct tape system together of travel. And you do. You travel for basically a straight day. And some change before you guys start worrying about bedding down, you know? And so through that process, it's important from a flavor lore piece to know that at first it was easy riding, like sunshine, yeah, probably a little warmer or whatever. But about 3/4 into your day, you start having to ride through a storm. And all that to say, it is just fucking terrible, right? Like, wind's whipping at you, you're running straight through the water. I mean, it's just not a comfortable situation. So, for the, you know...
You hold on tight, Warp! You hold on tight to Daddy!
So, when you guys finally start bedding down, you're basically out of the storm, you push through it, you're all soaked. For the most part, is there anything you guys specifically want to do for your downtime, your rest time, any conversations you want to have before I push you along?
I don't know. What's the moon look like, Dwayne?
New moon.
What's the moon?
Don't do it. Just do new moon.
I'm a werewolf, Dwayne.
No.
You made me this way.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not full moon yet.
Hell yeah. Then I ain't got nothing going on.
You're about halfsies way there. So it, because I think it's great that it falls in line with Darlene's deadline.
Excellent.
So if you guys fuck up bad enough, now not only is Darlene going, now you're going about to go wolf mode. Osiris is going to be in a world of hurt.
Osiris just with a leash.
a leash.
Spray bottle, stop.
I'll take you outside.
I'll take you outside.
What I say about pottying in the house? Where's my
Is he
newspaper?
Gonna have one of those little child backpacks, the one with the
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna get me a muzzle.
Oh, darling won't. Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
so
I'll be dead.
You guys continue forward. And so you do another sprint, essentially. And you're able to get back to the portal that takes you to the Red Dragon Land. It is extremely important to know, Shane, for the next 2 or 3 days, I require that Gwarp now has baggy skin.
Oh yeah, dude, he's exhausted. He's wore out.
Like his scales kind of
droopy the dog version of, he's basically he's a very cartoon dragon if you haven't caught on from Gwarp yet.
Literally
he's a
thinking.
Dragon spirit. He looks like a basset hound. Gwarp.
Yes.
He's very very tired.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you guys know how to get back into this portal at this point. You've done it enough. and you cross through the threshold to the Firelands or the realm of the Red Dragon. And so you're greeted with a very familiar town that you're, you know, everything seems normal. And do you just head straight to the proprietors?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, and so it's...
I give Spring a good pat on the nose.
Good, good. All good things, all good things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you guys, it's like early morning when you're coming through, just the way the times dropped out. And so you guys go to the proprietor's, like, I don't want to say tent, that's not fair, but his canopy, his rather large canopy.
Man lives in a circus, it's fine. You won't offend him.
Yeah. And so, part the curtain and go in.
Mm-hmm. Morning, hello, can we come in?
And you hear calling from the other side of it or whatever. He says, who's there?
The Derringers.
And Osiris.
Oh, come on in. Good news, I hope. Good news, I hope. And he
oh, not at all.
That direction. Oh, maybe tomorrow then. He like turns around. come on. What? Come on, let's go. I was just making some waffles.
Hell yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's good. Guys, get comfortable in my foyer. Foyer. Foyer? Foyer. Yeah, a little bit of both. Foyer. Do me a favor and just get comfortable. I'm gonna get some waffles. And you guys remember there was a few chairs and like a fireplace and stuff like that. And he comes back with like four plates just stacked with waffles. Sometimes I have a big appetite. You guys can help me though, right?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Absolutely, yes.
Cool. You'd be rude to not.
Alright, does anybody want whipped cream?
Well, I'll take whipped cream.
I would love whipped cream. No chocolate chips for me. It's toxic to dogs.
I would like whipped cream, though. Thank you.
Chocolate. Wait, that's Shane's entire anatomy. What has changed? Is he like lipstick boy now, or is there still just a real wing down there?
Well, that's not important. What is important is that I do take on the immunities of a lycanthrope, so I am immune to bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage.
But chocolate chips will wreck you.
But chocolate chips will end my whole life.
That's true.
It's a price I'm willing to pay.
Looks like a D&D 1 or whatever they're calling needs to upgrade their monster manual. Instead of throwing silver bullets, just throw chocolate chips, baby. Whatever.
Baby, well, I gotta eat them. Come on.
You gotta eat them. Yeah, it's not gonna snatch them out of the air.
How do you not?
Unless you wrap them in another system.
You're wrap the chocolate in bacon.
If you can put a bomb in a monster's butt, you can put chocolate in his butt. You know what I mean?
I don't know if that would kill the dog. I mean, it would bum him out.
Listen, literally Osiris bum is them here out to try.
You know we're done. Hey, proprietor, we got your sister.
Yeah, it she's a
very
rock.
Threatening. He attacks us immediately. Let me try it. Hey, bud. First of all, thanks for these pancakes. Delicious.
Waffles. They're all right.
You know where I come from, we call them pancakes. So anyway.
No, you don't.
Y'all's world is
we cook
weird.
These also in a pan, and they look like cake. So I see with it. Anyways.
That's a waffle.
Not here now. We've already been through this. I'll talk to your sister. She sent us back to you.
Which one?
Oh, Sapphire. Sapphire, right. The Queen's Dragon Sapphire. What do we call them? Is like, you know, just humans, as mortals. What do we call your siblings and you and what titles do you have?
The titles could be endless depending on who you're talking to, but you could just call her the Sapphire Dragon.
Well, the Sapphire Dragon then. She's not doing so well, man. She's pretty shaken up. She said she's not really got control of the elements anymore because of the Magus.
Sure.
And she said you would be the one to help us find...
Well, what do you mean because of the Magus?
He's like taking over, I guess, whatever power gives a domain dominion over the elements are not like... She said they like don't respect her anymore. And I'm guessing that respect is given to now the Magus. And he's piloting these abilities.
So you three think the Grand Magus is taking the power from dragons at this point?
Was it?
Yes.
That is my understanding.
So we're trying to meet him, because obviously he's not going to take yours. Let's suppose he's going to try, perhaps. So we're trying to find where he's going to go next. And also, your sister said that there are several places where you can draw power from, so we're just trying to figure out, what's the next place to go to? Where would the Magus go? How can we head him off?
Oh, hey. I had an idea just while we were talking about it. Should we maybe take the embers that we have already and leave them with the Grand Magus? Maybe leave one of them with the Grand Magus so they're not in all the same place? So if the Grand Magus...
Why are we wanting to give the Grand Magus the embers?
Oh, did I say... I meant the proprietor.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, you. We give. You hang on to one. Because he might be coming for you, too. But he also might be coming for us.
I'd like to see him try.
Fair enough. Arguably, they are safer with you than with us. So, like... But to split it, since we have two, to split them up so that he can't get them all at the same time might be wise. Don't put all of our eggs in one basket.
That's a thought. If that's the route you guys want to go, I shouldn't keep my own gem. That wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah, you can hang on to Sapphire. We'll hang on to yours. Do we like that idea, group? Gang? Guys?
I feel like part of it's relevant to our world, and if we... I guess we could come back and get it. I don't quite understand these things.
Well, I mean, I feel like if he wanted to take them from us right now, fire is pretty strong. So having one protect one is pretty good. You like a failsafe?
We're on our way to go grab another one anyway. As soon as you tell us where it is.
Oh, yes. Of
course. Oh, yeah, that's the next spot. Where do we go?
Where's one of your siblings' place of power?
For a second, Devin, you almost sounded like you had a Boston accent.
All right, for the next part.
Wicked smart.
Can you tell us where
listen, proprietor, you're wicked smart. All right.
I don't know what that was, Dwayne. You killed it.
Oh, well.
In many ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... What's your question?
Yeah, we're looking for one of the places of powers, one of your siblings, so we can go there and get another ember to keep it safe from the Magus. And if we run into the Magus, because that's what he's doing too, if we run in while we're out there, we give him the people's elbow from the top rope.
Well, I suppose it's time for a family reunion. And that's where we'll end this episode.
And then a fucking badass electric guitar.
Oh, that's great.
So that brings us to Shane. It is your honor. It is your privilege. It's your duty to do the role for humanity.
So, we are going to be doing our role for humanity. This is going to be for World Builders. Really great organization, giving people sustainable means and ways to improve and enrich their communities all across the world. We are very proud to roll for them, and we hope you will join us. We rolled an 18, ladies and gentlemen.
Dang.
So $18 going from us to World Builders to help make this world a little bit more built, a little bit of a better place. We hope that you'll join us, and we love you. Goodbye. No, I fucked up.
Love you, bye. Well, so it's my turn to end this episode. And I guess my question is,
he's just doing his own Foley work. Don't worry about it.
That was pretty good.
My bad. I was just messing around with stuff on my desk.
Oh, is that you?
I thought it was Devin. Devin. Yeah.
You look so guilty.
No.
Yeah, well, Devin's hand was like in the other area, so I thought like he had.
I thought he did like a little bell. Like, here's my question. Ding, ding.
Yeah, I thought he had a bell like on the tree, like an ornament or something. Yeah, yeah.
No, I was just fucking around with stuff on my desk because I wanted to fidget.
Avon's making two glasses kiss.
Smoochy rebate over there.
Yeah, all right. So to round this out, I'm going to ask a question. When do you put up your Christmas tree?
Oh, we're not doing Would You Rathers anymore, huh?
I'll go ahead and start. We did ours a week ago. That would have been November, 9th?
Yeah, cool. My Halloween decorations are still up.
My Halloween decorations are also still up.
And they might be until next Halloween.
Christmas doesn't go up until I have either family visiting or I feel like it, which will be 2 days before actual Christmas.
Historically, what happens is Christmas won't go up until Kayla says, I'm like, it just doesn't feel like the season. And then I'll wait for her to not be around, and then I'll go around and I'll put a Christmas up poorly, and then she'll come around. And she, now that it's already out, she'll go through and like, okay, now I'll make this good.
I like it.
That's amazing. I love all of your answers. Thank you so much.
What about you?
Well, yeah.
Oh, we're going to do ours next week. I guess not next week because I don't have the bigger kids, but when they come back. We were going to do it last weekend, but we were all sick all weekend.
Yeah.
Because that was my only weekend with them in November. So we'll just do it when they come back after Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah.
Because it's a fun time. We'll bake some cookies, put up a tree, put some ornaments on there. It's good stuff.
I got to bring Alex back this year to do Christmas cookies again.
Oh my god, you guys should. I'll never forget you guys live streaming, right. Making the worst cookies. Fucking looking.
Some of them were good.
I just said they looked bad, right? Oh, yeah. Like
they looked like, awful.
What you're telling me that's in it, and then it's physical. Like some of those looked.
We
like
did not
awful.
Know how to make cookies, and we committed to not looking anything up. And like halfway through, we realized we were fucked up, and like we're like looking on the thing of like brown sugar on the back. It was like to make cookies, and we're over here like trying to look at the corner of our eye.
That's amazing.
It was very fun.
It was very funny to watch. Well, as we always say,
we love you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Farewell. Peter saying goodbye.